ukuthi andabile lokuthola umuntu ole permit osekwahamba ekhaya. Umngani wami yena obooked ngo-March niyo osuka manje osendleleni. Okwesenza simbonga uMinister Gigaba kwa this time ukuthi what as long ule proof, I think iproof le ma usubooka for appointment kulelo khuzeni kule copy ephumayela ama details akho, yiyo-ke i-proof yokuthi wena uku-line for application. So noma asithi i-appointment yakho medinga kabo March, as long ulalati ule copy liyana uyigcine le passport yakho, ma usebhoda ubatshengisa immigration ukuthi no, wena i-permit yebo ingabe isexpire, but ku-process yoku-applya i-proof kuyabe kuyi-receipt le ephume kucomputer. I-problem nje ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kungathi kuba le communication breakdown ku-department ye-Home Affairs. Like kulo munye undoda engisebenza la ngiseBronkhorstspruit, eyakhe i-permit ya-expire ngo-October, but kwahamba ezim at the beginning of November. So uma esengena ebhoda ube le problem, bebemalela baze babiza usupervisor wabo wabatshela ukuthi no. In fact bona yikho bakuphikile ukuthi permit yakho expire mhla 31 October, so wena uselalungelo lokuthi ungene e-South Africa. Babiza usupervisor wainsist ukuthi no, wena uselalungelo. But yena undoda lowo wasekhohlwa ukuthi abatshela ukuthi okay, uminister wa-extenda wathi onke ama-permit a-expire lalawa angaka-expire. For instance, eyami expire ngo-January. But iminister wathi la angaka-expire, la expire ase-expire wonke aze-expire nge-same date, 31 December. So ndoda lo esesebhoda usesitakile usekhohle ukuthi abatsheli abarimind ukuthi iminister uthe. But finally bagcina fortunate bagcina bethe ayi, njengobana usithi awula proof kodwa ku-process o-apply, all right, sesiza kuyekela nje njena, baphunga umstempeli i-passport yakhe. Wacisha waphenduswa ngokungaso fault yakhe. That's why ngisithi maybe ungathi kule communication breakdown between ilokhu zeni i-Department of Home Affairs yona ngokwayo.